Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, they're in a bad spot. No one's going to say they're in a good spot. They're in a bad spot. I heard the morning show, and Ken was talking today about how he thinks that Stephen Vogt might just be guessing up there as far as the lineups are concerned. And I just think the tried and true principle when it comes to baseball managers, and it doesn't work this way in every other sport, although you'll find some parallels here. When baseball managers make what appear to be consistently stupid moves, It is typically not their fault. Typically, what it means is that you don't have enough good players. This works a lot when you talk about bullpen usage and you talk about putting in the wrong reliever at the wrong time. Typically, what this comes from is them being strained in one direction or another and them just not having the right guys up there. And there's not a soul in the world right now. As even like, we just had John Fanta on, and he was complaining about Kyle Manzardo not being in the lineup every day.
Rightfully so.
100% fair. 100% fair complaint. No worries about it. But look at what Stephen Vogt has to try to balance out right now. He's playing Santana at first base, and right now Santana is either offering up trade value in a month if they end up becoming sellers, or he's legitimately your everyday first baseman when they make it to the postseason if they continue to go down this road. And then the other option there is David Fry. They have a lot more confidence right now in David Fry returning to the all-star he was last year and returning to the form that he was last year coming off this injury than they do right now Kyle Manzardo, who struggled mightily last year against lefties. So the problem here is, although we all like Manzardo, you see how this really isn't vote guessing. This is more the idea that the front office in certain ways has put him in some pretty awful situations, and he's just trying to maneuver his way through it.
It's not that we, the collective we, all like Manzardo. We recognize his importance to the future of this organization. Mm-hmm. We recognize the kind of fear that he puts in an opposing pitcher with his power bat. Those things have to matter to this organization.
You need pop. I mean, no one's going to debate that. You need some power.
So, if he's that important to their future, you live with the growing pains that come with a young player and the struggles that could be. I was listening to the broadcast yesterday, and not a lot of people have paid attention to the Cincinnati Reds, but they've got a young player in Matt McClain who is a big part of their future.
Second baseman, yeah.
He is off to a terrible start. He's batting 182, not playing very well. But you know what Terry Francona did? He said, I'm going to keep him in that lineup. I'm going to keep going to him over and over and over again because he's that important to us and because I think it's going to change. And even through all of his struggles, he's starting to turn the corner.
Yeah.
The way that the Guardians are handling this with Manzardo is not something that instills confidence in a young player. And I just don't think it's fair the way that they're handling
this. Well, so I thought they were fair to Nolan Jones until they weren't, right? Like, Nolan Jones went through a very similar thing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. He was struggling, and then all of a sudden he started to poke through, and it's like, whoa, Nolan Jones tearing the cover off the ball. Some of that exit velo was starting to work out in his favor. And then he's in the lineup tonight, but he's not played nearly as many games in the previous week and a half either.
Right, but Nolan Jones is not important the way that Manzardo is. Nolan Jones is not a big cornerstone of this organization.
I think it preaches more to the idea that they gave him time.
Yeah.
And they let him have every day at bats. And then he did start to turn the corner. Now, obviously, there's only so many at bats to go around. And so you have to make some tough decisions there. But you let him have an opportunity to shine. Manzardo has struggled in the previous 3 weeks or so. He's not been the same Manzardo that he was to start off the season. The young players have to play through it. And There's not a person listening right now that thinks that Manzardo is a worse option than what they're throwing out there tonight. Like, he needs to be in this lineup. No one's debating that. But Vogt is really up against it here when it comes to the amount of guys. Like, with David Fry, you can't play him anywhere else right now. Coming off that injury, he only DHs. So if you have somebody that only DHs, and then you have Santana, and listen, we can argue about the idea that Santana, you're wasting spots and at-bats to a 39-year-old that's not going to be on the team next year, and I would agree with that. It's part of why I made a case for him a month ago to trade Santana. But you see how there's a logjam right now until David Fry can actually play the field, and with his injury coming back, he can't. What do you do with Manzardo?
Is David Fry really higher on the importance hierarchy of the Cleveland Guardians?
Clearly, they're telling you he is. They're telling you he is. I don't believe that to be true. No, listen, I don't believe it to be true. I think Manzardo's got way more upside down the road. But clearly, they believe that, because what they want is when David Fry can actually go out and play the field, they then want him to, I would imagine, to be an everyday player in the actual field. And so you got to, it's a tug and pull here. And they're trying to do it all, but they're not really doing it very well. There's this balancing wire act that they're having to pull off. They're not really pulling off.
Yeah, there's no way that you can do it all. Based on the roster composition that you have,
right,
you have to make difficult decisions. But this one is not one that I can agree with because of the importance of Manzardo to the future of this organization. Because young players need consistent playing time, consistent at-bats, because they need to play through both their success and their failure.
Right.
And the way that they're doing it with Manzardo is not helping anybody. And it's not a situation where they're putting him on the bench for Aaron Judge.
Right.
Or they're putting him on the bench for Jose Ramirez.
You can maneuver
We're talking David Fry
You can
here.
Maneuver this lineup, though. Really, the guy we should be going after in this lineup is Jonathan Rodriguez.
Well, sure, but they don't play the same position.
No, but think about it. Like, you can, if Rodriguez isn't playing right field, you can put Nolan Jones from center field to right, and then you move Angel back to center field, and all of a sudden you're opening up some spots here. Like you can maneuver this
in
a different way.
You are, but not the right ones. Well, because again, you've got three guys for two spots, basically, with David Fry, Carlos Santana, and Kyle Manzardo. What I'm saying is Manzardo has to be first and foremost on your mind, given his importance to this organization.
I wonder if at some point in this tug and pull, we get to a spot where it just realizes that Santana's got to be moved, but we'll find out. Obviously, if they start playing good baseball again, that's not going to be the conversation, because Santana right now is one of three guys that are actually hitting the ball. You know, so like it's going to be interesting. We'll keep an eye on it. We'll have more on this in the lead. Also, more from what happened with the mandatory portion of minicamp today with the Browns. Audio from there. We'll get into the Cavs as well. Busy 5 o'clock hour. Albert Breer at 5:20. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire With Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.